Okay, here it is. September 18th, a little past half the month, and we're going to continue with last week. We always rewind about 30 seconds of the tape, so don't think we're doing the whole thing over again. Just a few, just to get you up to speed. Next week, you'll get a rerun because we'll be up filming with Jesse Ventura, the conspiracy theater theory. They invited us up to do a TV show with him, so that'll be fun. So anyhow, without further ado, let's start the process.
So, first thing you got to do, if you're taking any of this stuff, you got to get it out.
Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show.
So now we made, that's why we need to control it.
September 18, 2001.
Strong enough, because when these drugs go into your brain, they don't come out. You can go on all the fasts you want, and it's not going to do a bit of good. Okay? There's only one way to do it, and that's to use what we call a force of energy, a very powerful force of energy, and make that whole system vibrate, and it's a quantum field that has to be produced at the site of the chemical. And that quantum field has to dissolve that and send that particle on the way and restore the brain to normalcy. Okay? Very important to understand this stuff. Now, how does this work in the body? When you breathe in lung, this is one of my old slides. I had to go back to this. I've got much more modern things that I've done. But I had to go back to this old one here the other day, until I get something better. But when you breathe in air, okay, large arteries going up to the base of the brain, okay, up the trachea, up to the, and what happens is large amounts of air and oxygen come up to the base of the brain, very large arteries. When it gets up to the base of the brain, the arterial size reduces itself to a millionth of an inch. Okay? Now this is every bit of air that you breathe going to your brain first. It's reduced to a millionth of an inch. An area called the circle of Willis. Okay, Willis network. The base of the brain is called the cerebellum. The first thing that happens over a period of time now, is that people can't stand on one foot. You start losing your balance. You can no longer, like we used to play hopscotch, we'd bounce around and we go sideways. The next thing that happens with these toxins that are going in from the air and other forms of toxins in the body coming up from the liver that don't detox, it all ends up going through the brain, even if it comes out through the liver and it's a drug. It goes to the brain. Gets into the midbrain, shuts down endocrine function over a period of a lifetime. In case of drugs, much quicker. As it shuts down the endocrine function, what happens is your body can no longer metabolize or digest or assimilate properly. First thing that goes is your trace mineral assimilation, which you probably don't have anyway, which wipes out the parasympathetic nervous system, which causes depression. So now you go get your drugs, all right? Then you end up getting all kinds of allergy problems, and we get, I'm allergic to this, but I wasn't when I was younger, you know. And then we go from allergies to Parkinson's disease, which we call forebrain diseases, and Alzheimer's and things like that. That's how it works. When you use one of these vibrating pyramids that we make, it detoxes that, it puts a field up, it goes into the DNA structure and starts releasing all of these toxins. When this happens, you know, if you've got 30, 40, 50 years of toxins coming out of your brain, you're prone to get a headache, okay, because the liver now goes into overdrive, and you get a headache. So you take the pyramid off, drink water, take vitamin C, take trace minerals, and start the process over again. What typically happens if somebody hasn't smoked in 10 years, and this is very common, but did smoke a lot, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, after about 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of doing this, when they urinate, it looks like an ashtray and smells like an ashtray. Okay? After 10 years. How do I know? I was the first one to do it after I got through. Because when I worked at NASA building that spaceship, the last year and a half, I worked 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, including the holidays. We got Christmas off. That was one day off for a year and a half straight. I didn't know what the sun was. If you wanted a vacation, you started going to midnight to noon. You went at noon to midnight. That was your vacation. And I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day for that period of time. I haven't smoked since. and was Lucky Strike and Camels. They didn't have filters. And I was the perfect example of a walking asteroid.
Here.
Oh, you got it, Wallace.
You're
Oh, thank you. Well, everybody, I'm glad to be back here after, I think, 12 years since
long
it's been.
Time.
Too long. I've been hanging out, learning stuff. I had to do some work in the intelligence community. You know, once you've done that kind of work, you kind of sometimes they need real remote viewing, so I had to do a little Bin Laden chasing and a little Uday and Kusay chasing, and got the Uday and Kusay. The Bin Laden's a technical point because, you know, he's a friend of the Bush family, and we're sacrificing American lives over there so that we can load up the oil. You know, George Bush Sr. bought 64 big tankers, and they're hauling the oil back out of Iraq down into some holes, down in some dry holes down in Texas, and they haul about $750 million per ship, and I think they run about one a week. So our U.S. military is over there guarding the ships while they load them in the center of the Persian Gulf. That's what the Iraq War is all about, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. So my name is Dr. Fred Bell. I'm part of the Paradigm Group, which is my company of 32 years. And we've been doing a lot of new stuff. And I decided, you know, after 12 dozen or so years, come back out here and hang a little bit with you guys. You know, it's been a while, and I sort of miss it, you know. Thank you. And I don't know, it's like the old rock star, you know, they retire and then they come back. I'm the veteran cosmic rocker, you know. And I actually came back in May, which is funny. The first time a public appearance in 12 years was in May in San Francisco, and I played a concert. We had a sound healing concert, a conference. And there'll be another one. If you watch the website, I'm working with some amazing musicians, and we do have a lot of fun with sound healing. So anyway, what I'm going to talk about today is what we've been doing with our technologies. We've come an awful long way from where we were last time we were here. And I will demonstrate a few things. One of the big things that's come up with the, you know, I don't know how much you guys are on top of this, but you'll hear the term hologram. Do you hear that a lot more now? Yeah. And I don't know, some of you know me for a long time, as far as 9/11 and the terrorism and all the stuff that goes on there, you know, basically we're going into fascism. My radio shows in 1984, when I did a KFOX radio show, and I did another one up at Whale Radio up in Connecticut, I had predicted all this was going to happen, and it's weird now being in the happening. And the interesting parallel, there's a book by Naomi Wolf you might want to get. It's called The End Days of America, The End of America. I'm going to have her on my show. I have these kind of people on my show a lot. She's brilliant. She ran Clinton's run for president. She's also a Rhodes Scholar, pretty brilliant woman. And she sums it up pretty well. You know, if you look back at how Mussolini set a pattern for Hitler, and if you look at how Hitler, you know, created his false flag operation on the Reichstag, and then he created another false flag operation to start the Second World War. And pretty soon when they did all this, they had the Department of Homeland Security, and they had the Fatherland. You know, all the terms that you see now were terms that are coined from other dictators in past times. The difference now, however, and I worked with some of these big families. I've worked with them a bit here and there. What I have found is they are really brain dead at this point, extremely brain dead. And they think that the world is, you know, that we are in the fishbowl when they are blatantly in the fishbowl. And what has happened now is we have, as some of you remember, how many of you guys have seen me lecture 10 years ago or 12 years ago? Okay, quite a few. If you remember, we used to talk about the rotation of the planetary system around the Pleiades, the Earth. And the Earth rotates around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years, which happens to be the same amount of inches around the Great Pyramid in Egypt. During that time, the vibratory level changes of the world. We're coming out of what's known as the last 2,250 years, an age called the Piscean Age. The Piscean Age was a time when holy wars were started at the very beginning. Governments were created to regulate the holy wars. And in the end, the governments, when the holy wars stopped, continued on. Now, obviously, in the Middle East, we still have holy wars because it's been the whole thing is being reinstituted. You know, once we had conquered Iraq the last time, if we'd have left it alone, it could have gone its own civil war and let us not get involved. But now, of course, we are involved. And now we're playing around with the Mitajan in Iran, which is not going to be very good because we've got China and Russia, and it's just a big game. And, of course, Bush has a funny mouth. He says funny things. He talks about World War III. He reads right out of his revelation because he's a born-again Baptist. You know, that's what these guys do, unfortunately. And that's why he has such a high approval rating at 23% today. So, but the nice thing that you notice is he's taking your gold, I mean your American currency, you know, and taking it away. I remember I bought some stuff about a year ago, and the euro was $1.20. To the dollar. Now it's about $1.40, the American dollar, to the euro. And so the only thing you can invest in is gold if you do that kind of stuff. But with gold, I think the price will drop. That's another game they play. It's all games, rising, falling prices of gold. Big game. Of course, it's kind of interesting in our nuclear receptors. Those of you that bought these solid gold pieces years ago, we can sell them, we can buy them from you, what you paid for them, and turn around and sell them for three times markup. So they are... Working in gold and platinum, as we've been doing, has made a big difference, you know, to the people out there. And this actually became a mark. Not only is it an energy piece, but it became a mark. Well, as we go around the Pleiades and we go into the higher vibratory Aquarian age, the vibratory rate starts to change. And when the vibratory rate starts to change, what else changes with it is consciousness. And people don't really know what consciousness is. Now, you guys have heard me speak about there's seven levels of consciousness, but it's not something in an Alice Bailey book or a Madame Blavatsky book. The levels of consciousness are what you feel, okay? Feeling, when you get up in the morning, you're coming off dream state. Dream state, seventh place of consciousness, the base of the spine, dreaming, astral world. When you wake up in the morning, what gets you out of bed? The will. The fire of the will. When a child comes to you or a loved one comes to you and you feel energy, attraction, that's love, another level of consciousness. You know, the thinking process between the feeling of the solar plexus, which is compassion, and the will in the brain, is the, we call it the emerald light it's the third ray or the intellect, and it's a female energy. So all of these energies have, you know, a shape. They have a color, they have a sound, they have a nutritional substance. Because when we look at the body, we're looking at the body at biochemistry, we're looking at the body electrically, and we're looking at the body in an electrical precursing energy field, and we look at the body on an astral level. That's what we created at Paradigm over the last 32 years, devices that work on these levels. Why did we create this stuff? Because we knew a long time ago that the world would come to this point as it is now. And this time, there would be no fascism. There would be a mad attempt at it, but we will dissolve like sugar in hot water if you have the right mindset, the right energy set, and the right field set in your lives. And of course, right now, driving the dollar bill, playing with the economy, playing with your wallets, playing with your mortgages on your house. You know, the banks did this stuff back in 1903. They did it in 1929. They're trying it now. It's the same old game. And so you have to rise above it. You have to live within your means and keep your consciousness and your head cool, and everything is going to be just fine. Also, the UFO cover-up. It's been huge, you know. You know, France, Brazil releases their files out on the Internet, all the government files. That website lasted, a week before the NSA took it down. France put theirs up on their files. That lasted about 36 hours before the NSA took it down. So all the European countries are saying, and a lot of the foreign powers are saying, what is wrong with the United States? Release the information of the extraterrestrials to the public. Hello. Because we are, and they're trying to suppress it. Our American news network is a complete joke. It is a complete joke. You know, I have been told by the intelligence agencies directly, if you look at bbsradio.com, and you'll see at some point I had NSA tech up briefs, latest stuff that was real. And they used me as a channel to put some of this energy out, because there's some of those people in the government that would like to get the truth out there. They really would. Because remember, there are human beings running these intelligence communities, and they can see that blind faith of this. I remember when George Tenet he fell on his sword back for Bush a while back, half the people in the intelligence community that made a difference walked out and just quit. I mean, that's it. So it's breaking up in there too. It's not just out here. It's breaking up all over. It's an ice break. Now, what's breaking up? Well, we are consciousness. We are levels of consciousness. But we're also getting into a field effect now, okay? When we developed the nuclear receptor was a device that you could handle the ELF, you could process the chemicals, you could take all the garbage, the psychic sewage, everything that came into your system, and it would be blowing out one level, one chakra, one part of your body. And that was because your body, we looked at it on an atomic level, your body is oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. Carbon is shape energy. When you look at shape energy and you apply the other three gases to it, it creates a solid, which we call a cell in the body, okay, or a molecule. Oxygen is the animating factor of the body. Nitrogen is the protein part of the body. Hydrogen is the consciousness. Hydrogen is the consciousness. So now, as we rotate around the Pleiades, we begin to see and understand the hydrogen atom, because we are in a vibratory space and time. Some people like to call it illumination belt, the photon belt. There's a lot of terms for it. But basically, it's the time when the field effect of mass consciousness can unite, okay? The field effect. And if you remember Einstein's work, you know, when he did the theory of relativity, it was proven during an eclipse of the sun, when stars behind the sun that couldn't be seen suddenly appeared on the horizon because their image came up around the gravity of the sun, and relativity became important. The unified field theory never was finished, because in science and cosmology, we have the strong nuclear force, the weak nuclear force, the electromagnetic force, and gravity. And they couldn't make a connection. It just wouldn't work mathematically. It wouldn't work scientifically. How could you get gravity, which you don't measure, you know, to work with electromagnetism? Everybody tried to build anti-gravity things with electromagnetism, and nothing worked. It did not work. The common equation is the hologram. It's called the field, Maxwell's field. It's called quantum fields, okay? Quantum fields. Now, when you look at the hydrogen atom, what we have when you look at the hydrogen atom, you have a proton and an electron, okay? Remember in school, they probably taught you that the electron goes around the proton. All right, the proton is 1,644 times heavier than the electron, but the electron is moving at a light speed, 186,273 miles per second. When you took an object that had the proton and the electron in it, and you accelerated it towards the speed of light, its mass got heavier and its physical size diminished to zero. So at the speed of light, it became infinite in mass and invisible to this world. If we took an astronaut and put him in a spaceship and flew him half the speed of light somewhere out into space and back, and that person was married, the spouse would have aged a whole lot and the astronaut would have aged a small amount because of relativity. Do you understand? Relativity. It's relative. It's very important to understand that when you start coming into the hologram, okay, the hologram. And you're going to hear more and more and more about this now. And we'll demonstrate some of this to you today. It's pretty amazing, because what you need to do is you need to resonate with the hologram. You don't want to take a toxic body. you don't want to take a bad attitude into the hologram, because if you do, you will manifest exactly what you want instantaneously. And a lot of people are blindsided by this manifestation, so they go into denial. Well, the government knows this. So what did the government do for people to get them into denial? Very simple. We put lots of chemicals in the food. Then we create vaccines. And then we have depression. In depression, we start issuing, you know, SSRI, reuptake, and MOA inhibitors, okay? We have drugs like Effexor, Xanax. Effexor has a side effect of homicidal ideation. Does anybody know what homicidal ideation is? How many does not know?
Ideas of murder.
Right. Ideas of murder, but kill yourself and somebody with you. Okay? Now, what I've done a huge amount of schoolyard shootings. Last year, I had Eric Taylor on twice. He was shot 12 times by Dylan Klebo at Columbine. What was Dylan Klebo and Eric Harris on? Effexor. All right. All right. I had a Dr. Ann Tracy on my show, who testified before the FDA that this is a side effect, and that's what these kids were on, and that's why these kids are crazy. And they put it out in all the school systems. Years ago, I worked with the Wilton school system in Los Angeles. This is a long time ago now, when I first started my company, back in the 70s. We had kids on Ritalin. They were on Ritalin because they were eating huge amounts of sugar, tons and tons of sugar. You put tons and tons of sugar in it, you push tons and tons of adrenaline into their bloodstream, and these kids go psychotic. So what we did is we put these giant, big old shape, carbon atom shaped pyramids in the classroom, and with them in the classroom, we put the kids on Ritalin in the pyramids, in the classroom, sanctified by the district chief of the Los Angeles Wilton school system, and the kids didn't have to take Ritalin. They didn't have to give any when they were in the pyramids. As soon as they got out of the pyramids and went home, then, of course, they're back on their sugar. I said to the teacher, the superintendent, I says, why don't we just talk to the people, the parents, and say, let's get these kids off sugar and let's fix them. You know what she said? Can't do it. Can't even suggest it. We'll be sued. Okay? Los Angeles school system. Okay, that's how it goes. Why would they be sued? There'd be pressure from the drug companies. Okay? Now, let's look at something else. All right? Something else. I'm just giving you some background of where I'm really coming from now. When I was 15 years old, I was indoctrinated into the military. I could not go wear a uniform. I became part of science, and I worked at the University of Michigan. On my 16th birthday, I was taken down to Arkansas, and I was billeted at a Little Rock, Arkansas Army base, right outside the base, and I was watched over by a bunch of scientists until I was 17, and they could ship me off down to Lackland and Keesler Air Force Base, where I started my original training. During that time, I was working, you know, I was around people, scientists, who were working in a biogenic biowarfare laboratory. They were working with a drug that had, it was a very interesting drug. They had gotten, it had been developed in Europe. Currently being made by a company called Searle. Oh, Don Runsfield, I guess you run that company, don't you? You were for a while. Oh, yeah, them, before his time. But, I mean, it was, Searle was there. And the stuff was called angel dust. Okay? And so what happened was, there was a high level of homosexuality, and I'm not pro or con on that. I live in Laguna Beach. All my neighbors are homosexual. We get along great. The bottom line was they used it as a love drug. They had developed an immunity to it, and they used it as a love drug. And so it came off the base. Pretty soon it hit the streets. Pretty soon it became, because if you weren't conditioned for it, what it does, I don't know, here's a scenario. This is a very simple scenario. You know, you're not an alcoholic, but you go in a bar or a restaurant, and you have a glass of wine. You say, well, I'll have this glass of wine, and then I'll drive home. Well, you relax now, okay? So now what I'll do, okay, well, I'll have a second glass of wine, and now you're about a .04, and I wait an hour, you know, an hour goes by, I've eaten, I've had my second glass of wine, and now, oh man, I feel great, an hour's gone, I'm at my third one. So then you have your third one, and you get up and you leave, and you go out and you do something stupid because you can't handle it, and you get a DUI. You know, I don't know how DUIs in New York are, but in Laguna Beach, you don't drink one glass of anything, go anywhere in California. We get cops to give awards now because of a federally sponsored program for DUIs. We got one cop last year got 300 of them in our town, a town of 40,000, okay? 300 DUIs. Okay, now a little off balance, but you get the idea. What, you know, now you take a guy that's an alcoholic. Now there's some people, like this, let's say now we've had three glasses of wine, now we have a shot of tequila, a couple of those. Now we're lit up pretty good. Maybe we realize that we shouldn't be driving, maybe we'll have a designated driver, we'll take a cab home. But then there's this one guy that gets angry. He was really sweet until he had that first shot of tequila, and now Mr. Hyde comes out, or Dr. Jekyll's coming out now. How many of you have seen that scenario where somebody goes, boom, something snapped, okay? That's the way angel dust works, the same way phencyclidine, okay? You start putting it in the system, it kind of works like arsenic. If you're going to kill somebody in arsenic, it's a gradual process unless you OD them. So what happens is it works mechanically on the same process, the same points of the brain. And so as it gradually goes into the brain, it starts to put you to sleep and bring out that inner child, which could be a monster. Okay, in some people, it's a monster. If you remember when people on angel dust had superhuman strength. Okay, so what they decided to do was to bring this drug out to the American public after making everybody apprehensive. And so the high E, the chemicals, the codex out there to take away. You know, how many of you are familiar with codex? You know, that they're trying to take anything that makes a biological change in your body is going to be illegal. That means if you eat a green bean and it's fresh and it makes a change, that might not be legal anymore. That's how stupid that law is. And they're in 154 countries pushing it right now, just so you know. So this is what I've been doing, getting up on this stuff. But anyway, so bottom line is they want to feed you unconsciously, okay? And then, so what happens next is that how do you think they feed, how are they going to feed everybody out here angel dust? How do you think they're going to do it? No, not water. No sound. No. Effexor. Okay. Or Tamiflu. Now, how do I know this? Go to BBS Radio, go to the back door of my, you know, my stuff in there. I got all the chemistry there for you. What's in Tamiflu, Effexor? All these drugs have one set of chemicals in them. All of them, it's the same. And if you think I'm wrong, you prove me wrong. There's not one of you in here even get close to getting me in the doorway with this one. Okay? What you're going to find in these drugs and the vaccines, you're going to find cyclohexene, cyclohexane, okay, and papiridine. And that's what's in these drugs. It's in every single one of them in different amounts, different balances. It's the active ingredients. That's the same thing as phencyclidine, angel dust. Papiridine, cyclohexane, cyclohexene. They're dusting everybody on this planet like magic fairy dust. Yeah. How about the cereal? Nutraceut sweet and Nutraceut, you got what's called a methanol radical, which is even worse. It freezes you on top of it. So that's only the first phase. Now, tonight, I have, you know, you won't hear me because I'm BBS Radio, is pre-recorded, okay? So when this is over with, if you happen to have a computer, I've got David Icke on my show. I recorded it last week. And he's going to talk about the reptilian energies, okay? Now, what happens is when you are, your aura is open to this stuff, right? And you're open to it. Now what happens is we got a thing called a Clementine satellite. And it has the reversed engineering, off-world reptilian frequencies just ready to dump down on you when you're ready to make you go out and kill your friends at the school, kill your spouse, drown your children in a bathtub and call it something. That's what's going on. And you think I'm wrong? You just proved me wrong. One word what I've said so far, because you won't do it. It's been tried and it doesn't happen. This is where we are and this is where we were going. I was stunned when I actually found out the full chemistry of Tamiflu and the full chemistry of Effexor and Xanax and all these other prescription drugs. That's the truth, okay? So that's why I'm back. I want you out there. I'm writing a new book called The Inside Track. And I guarantee you, when that book comes out, I'll be on the main. This is a mainstream book, not like my, you know, telephone books that I write on consciousness and things that are necessary for the background. This is a mainstream book. So what we did is we realized this was coming. There's only one way to circumvent it. A, process it. You know, the chemicals, which was what the nuclear receptor was designed to do and works. We've got lots of testimonials in this room that it works over many years. Secondly, we designed a second energy piece, which is sitting here and here. It took an infinitesimal huge amount of time to get the machine work done to even make this thing. It took about 20 years to produce the first one. We produced about 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's in the patent stage, and that's taking a while, but that's coming along. Because the only way that we can deal with this ridiculousness is to process it completely, all of it, all at once, and just make it go away. And stay off the drugs and the vaccines, by the way, because that's going to bring you down. Okay? Now, hologram. We're coming around the Pleiades now. We're coming into the Aquarian Age. And the vibratory frequency of the electron, it's not going around the proton like we thought it was or was taught. The electron stops. Okay, when it stops, it vibrates, it oscillates. In the Vedas, it's called the dance of Shiva, okay, and Shakti. It goes all the way back, what I'm talking about. It stops. When it stops, it starts to vibrate and start building up energy because it can vibrate up now because of where we are going around the Pleiades. It can now vibrate up to light speeds, okay? So the electron can stop and shake at an infinite amount of mass. Now, you know what happens when the infinite amount of mass, this electron is going around the proton and just stops and starts vibrating? You know what happens to it with an infinite amount of mass? First of all, it disappears, doesn't it? It's accelerating the speed of light by going nowhere. Then it releases a lesser particle, a different kind of particle, okay? This lesser particle is known as a quark. Inside the quark, in the hydrogen atom, are six different smaller particles called hadrons. Inside them are leptons. Leptons, when they come up the little snake out of nowhere, out of another dimension, they give us gravity. Okay? So if depending on the frequency of a lepton in your body and how you process it through your will, it can make you lighter or it can make you heavier. Okay? Either way. If it's making you lighter, you're aspiring to do a higher purpose. My trip on this world today is just letting you know that I'm out here, this is what's going on, and let's make it a better world for the kids, all right? But you got to help yourselves too, because you're still responsible as adults. If you desire, with the lepton, it goes down in frequency, okay? It goes down, and it takes you down with it. And you go into the reptilian energies. So that is what is the desire, you know, of the reptiling frequencies. You know, I always like look at Cheney. You know, he's my idea of him is a reptile. You know, he's a heartless man, right? You ever seen him say one warm thing? You know, you squirt him with a squirt gun with water and it freezes. It turns into ice. You know, it's amazing how our government works. I have never seen so much damage done in one presidency as I have in the last 7 years. I mean, it's quantum, okay? It's quantum. But it's okay because they have to, those energies have to become self-realized and enlightened in the darkness, okay? We don't have to go through their enlightening process. We can go into the hologram. Now, next funny thing about quantum mechanics and about the hologram, okay? If I'm walking across this room like this, just taking a walk across the room, I have all these electrons running in my body, okay, in all different directions. Quantum mechanics says that I'm moving across here in space and time, but in order to get from here to here, I have to take every possible journey. I have to go to every planet. I have to go to every universe. I have to go to the farthest, most expanding part of the cosmos, simultaneously to get across the room. I have to be dead. I have to be alive. I have to live all my lives and live none of my lives simultaneously. Quantum mechanics, quantum field. This is the stuff, all right? When I wrote my book in 1999, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light, I laid out quantum mechanics, just like it's being discovered today. What is it? This is 2007. 8 years ago I wrote about it, and now guess what? They're figuring out what I wrote was exactly the way it is, and I'm not honking my horn. I saw this a long time ago. It's in there word for word. If you read it in mathematics, the MN minus fields, the harmonics of one electron shell around another. Remember, there's more than one electron in an atom. The hydrogen atom has one, but you get into oxygen, you got eight. Two in the first level, six in the next level. And there's little resonant ridges. You know, sound travels across those. When it gets into our bodies, it becomes gene spacing. It determines whether we're going to get cancer or whether we're going to be enlightened. All of this is done in quantum field. The next thing is energy follows thought. Energy follows thought. When Steve over here is thinking, or Mikkel in the back there is thinking, or I'm thinking, today it unifies. It never used to, but now it unifies.
We'll check on the second side here and see if it's there. I think it is, and it'll continue on. Make sure Dr. Bell's fine-tuned here, you know. Should be rocking and rolling. If there isn't anything there, then what we're going to do is swap out a tape, because we still got a few minutes left to share some wisdom with you. I don't see anything coming on there, so we're prepared here. We will.
They said, well,
oh, there he goes.
Okay.
You never
and
know.
I said this too.
Crazy guy.
I said, a lot of guys years ago, when I worked at the University of Michigan, I could get a result of an experiment. Somebody else could do
good
the
old
same
quantum
experiment
stuff.
Identically and get no result or a completely different result. So it became relative, the experiment became relative to the observer, okay? That became the thing a long time ago. Now it's gotten to the point where the moon doesn't exist unless you look at it. Now it exists. That's how science is thinking right now. Okay, they're on the way, but we're so far beyond that. It's so ridiculous and so archaic because we've gone in and we've been able to create a device that takes your body into the hologram. And we're going to show it to you in a minute here. It's laying right there. It's a lot of fun stuff. I just got to time myself so I don't run out of time, you know, because we're going to have a... Tomorrow I'm going to do that two-hour seminar in the afternoon, and I will have a slideshow, a PowerPoint presentation with a lot of the intimate details that we're only covering as an overview tonight, okay? But realize this, you know, we're all one. The only thing that separates us from a complete unity is a little bit of time. When you start playing around with the electrons that oscillate at the speed of light, where does time go? There isn't any. Okay? Common denominator is now we're instantaneous of anything. The hologram, once again, quantum mechanics. And you're going to, I know it sounds funny to some of you guys, some of you it sounds familiar, it's about time, you know. You give me about 3 or 4 more years, and I'll stand up here 4 years from now, and we'll talk quantum mechanics, and I'll get you... What I'm teaching you or sharing with you, you'll already know this. You'll know all of this intimately 4 years from now. I guarantee it, even if you don't see me again. It's coming. It's coming subconsciously. Now, some of you know that I have been a contactee over the years. The first time was started in 71 with the Pleiadians. The Pleiadians came here and gave us the science of the nuclear receptor and how to repair the body. And I can honestly tell you, as far as I know, everyone that's ever used this energy, no one has ever contacted a serious disease of any sort. And several people that have serious diseases have used this and been able to inject the self-healing process. This doesn't heal you. You have a self-healing process that this allows to initiate, okay? So this puppy, we know what this is, okay? The new device, the new stuff, the hologram, the holographic projector, is a whole lot of new stuff. We got lots of testimonials here, lots of testimonials. You know, Steve Barish is sitting up here. He has a clinic. He's as healing. He has healings on his radio show. He'll be up here in a minute. You'll be seeing him do a couple things. But he's set up. He's done a lot with this field and healed a lot of people. A lot of people have been through his clinic and had tremendous. And there's other people besides Steve Barish. There's healers all over the planet that use this technology. Because what it does, it decimates the reptilian energy. Now, what we did in the past is we would muscle test someone for a nuclear receptor, and depending on what color of stone that they tested strong for, told us what organ that needed to go into the body to be repaired. For example, if you had a thyroid problem, you'd test weak on green, we'd put an emerald in here, the energy would come out, which I'll demonstrate in a minute, boom, you'd be wearing an emerald. Body reproduces cells at the rate of 90 million per second when you're healthy. The first set of cells that's reproduced is the red blood cell in about 3 months, 90 days. And the organs start rejuvenating after 6 months, and the body completely rejuvenates itself after 7 years. In that time period, you might go through three different gemstone changes to get the ultimate stabilizing frequency. That was the science of the nuclear receptor, working on the nuclear forces within the atom. The projector does not work that way. You don't muscle test it for anything. It's a waste of time. The projector is a wave device. It's a wave device. You waited 10 minutes. I got an hour in here, don't I?
45 minutes.
Oh, it's 45 minutes. We'll have to speed it up. It's a wave device, all right? So what we're going to do is, how fast can you align yourself, how quick can you align yourself to the quantum field of mankind, to the existence? Now, when I started with the Pleiadians, they gave us this. They have time, and they live to be about 1,500 years. The Andromedans, on the other hand, don't have time, and they live a heck of a lot longer. And they are here, and they will come in and help with this divine change, this divine intervention. So that's what we're playing with here. Now, we're kicking out these lizards and these grays, and we're getting into some different energies. Okay, now if I only got 10 minutes, I'm going to speed this up a little bit. I need somebody up here for muscle testing. One person. Okay, here's closer. First, I want to demonstrate the field. Okay, turn around. What's your name?
Richard.
Okay, Richard. Put your arms straight out. Make a fist. Okay. Now resist. 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 Okay. Put this on. This is a chrysalidome. Resist. Okay. Right side up. Upside down. Resist. See the difference? Okay. This is a pyramid. This happens to be a diamond-coated one, which we'll talk about tomorrow, but this way he's stronger, that way he's weaker. Okay? That's the chi force, and that if you were to put pyramids like that, you'd have a point where that force comes together, and that's what's called the first field of a scalar wave effect. Okay? Second thing. All right. Now, this is not the strongest glue I could get a hold of, but on short notice. Okay, go ahead and put your arm back out. Now take a whiff of that glue. Resist. Okay, relax. Okay. Okay, now. All right. Okay, now put your arm back out. Over, like, same position. Resist. Now resist. Get the glue up there. Resist. Resist.
Oh, yeah, it's really strong.
Okay, now, I'm going to show you something. All right, you put this on. All right. Stand up, face the audience. Okay, this is Steve Barish, everybody. He's at the booth. He's got that on now. Okay. You take this off. All right. You get this back. Okay, now, get that back. Okay. Hold on to it. Put your arm back up. Okay. Use that and make him strong without touching him now. No touching. Okay. Yeah. Now get back. We'll be back. Now resist. Resist. Okay? He is transmitting healing energy into him. He doesn't even have to have the receptor on for that. And that's how that works. The proof is in the pudding. That's a wave device. Okay? Now, you can do this. You can help people with these things. You can help other people. You can also help yourself. It's a completely different device. How would you summarize this, Steve, in a couple of words? Because you're pretty good at it.
I use these projectors in my work. I have a projector here that I use.
Yeah.
And they're extremely powerful.
Oh. Yeah, go up here. Yeah.
Excuse me. They're extremely powerful. I've actually had my room disappear. The universe was completely into my room. I've had actual instantaneous healings in the room just by touching people and without touching people. So it's an amazing thing that you can do. As long as your mind is focused, you can do anything you want to do. You can project anything you want. I know I took a friend of mine down to Social Security. We talked about this on the radio.
Yeah.
And I took her up, and we went right up to the front. After about a half hour, she said, "I'm terribly sorry, but my computer's down." And under my breath, I said, "Computer, please turn on." Computer, boom, like that, came on instantaneously.
Right.
Then she said, "Well, I can do this, but my printer's down." So I said, "Printer, please turn on." The printer came on. She jumped back. We got the card, and we left. How long it lasted at that particular point,
yeah.
You know, it's interesting stuff, but it really does work.
If you look what's going on now, the new computers that IBM is coming out are quantum field computers. We spin electron one way, we spin one the other, and we shoot a laser through it. Okay, you can take all the NSA security codes and crack them in seconds with these new computers. Because it's a quantum field effect device using multiple spinning lights, this device hops right on it and goes right into a computer and does amazing things. So you're not limited to other people. This stuff gets into hardware. Okay, this is the stuff, we call it. Then when you want to get nasty, we have an amplifier. That's when you want to get, you know, you want to get down, come into my hood, you know. Okay, we start off with one of these. Then we add two, we add four. Now I have clients that would blow your socks off if you knew who their names were. You would know them in a minute. These are high-level people making a difference in this world that use this stuff. They're introduced with one, and then two, and then four, okay? Then we took the pyramid. Remember the old power dome? That's a titanium pyramid. We put diamond dust on it. Edgar Cayce came up. You put this thing on, close your eyes, and you see bright lights. This is another little thing that we came up with. I'll talk about tomorrow. I've only got a few minutes. Any questions? You got about 4 minutes. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, your friend here was actually just using two digits.
Yeah, he was then. That's okay. He can use one or two or three. But you come down to the booth, they'll demonstrate it. You know, you can go out in the hallway and we can do it. He won't even see you.
He didn't know that I had the opportunity.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Momentarily focused. Once you lock, this is the beauty of quantum mechanics. I don't know if you heard his question. You need to continuously focus on something. The answer is no. The old days with the quad systems, what we made with the scalar waves, we used a master crystal as a battery, which is great for healing. But with this stuff, no, it's instantaneous. It's done. All you have to do is realize that it's done. And it's not about how much determination, it's just your clarity. If you focus, it's done. It's quick.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely quick. Yeah.
What's the difference between quantum mechanics and
quantum physics? Quantum mechanics is the actual mechanical explanation of how the electron behaves. It's everywhere and everywhere at once. And quantum physics is how that behavior goes into hardware, into the mechanics of physics in different experiments. Okay? Another question. Yeah.
Supposedly somewhat of like in a bad mood and very angry.
Yeah. Yeah. How would you answer that?
Actually, when you're wearing a nuclear receptor, you're wearing that for quite a while. That'll take that kind of anger away. You cannot think anger when you're wearing a nuclear a projector, because by the time you're getting ready to wear the projector, you don't have that kind of anger.
What about if you're close to a person where they're very upset or angry or whatever?
Actually, what happens, if you're wearing the projector and you walk around somebody that has that kind of anger, it'll dissipate instantaneously.
Yeah, now see, I invent this stuff, and people like Steve out there in the field use it. I handed him this stuff a long time ago, and I said, tell me what it does. I had an idea what it was supposed to do, but I don't come out with a piece of paper that says, matter of fact, I don't think we even have a piece of paper on this stuff yet. We have no advertisements. It's word of mouth. You know, we just don't do it. Go ahead.
This all goes back to the saying, a thought is as good as a deed.
Right.
Because what we think is what we project.
Exactly.
Now, I was wondering, like, myself, I'm fighting depression because I know stuff.
Yeah.
And if you know stuff, believe me, how is that we go out in their way
to get you
and destroy you?
I know that.
Yeah, and the psychiatrists, I believe they have some kind of deal with the government.
Yeah.
I will not.
Well, they do. They absolutely do. Sell drugs.
The drugs, Edgar Casey said.
Yeah, yeah.
In his book, that there would become a time that would be so evil, you would have higher instances of cancer and everything.
That's
so the drug companies that make.
That's exactly right. It's all started with IG Farben years ago. Yeah, they do. One of the clients, I'll say this, one of the clients using four of these and one of these, okay, is working with the Department of Homeland Security, and we're fixing the container problem coming in this country. And we were working with a law firm that's owned by Jim Baker. Okay, George Bush was the mailroom. They screwed up. My friend, who's got money in the 8-digit range, is suing Jim Baker. Okay, this is just little stuff going on behind the scenes. You don't mess with this stuff. It doesn't happen. They tried the little game that she's talking about on the guy, and he turned around, and they're biting their tails now. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're not going to like what I'm asking. I'm trying to live on Social Security now. How can I afford these things?
How can you afford them? Will into your mind that you're going to have one. It's not a matter about affording them. It's bringing it into your possession. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're approaching it from a right brain thing. It's got to be a spontaneous acceptance of it being there already. That's how quantum fields works. And I understand where you're coming from. I started Peridot. I was 5 house payments behind. I had no. I was getting ready to be evicted. You know, when I started this company.
I over my house, but you know.
Yeah. Well, come down to the seminar. We'll talk about it more. Got another question? Yeah. Go ahead. Well, we like people to wear the receptor first. It doesn't mean you can't buy them together, but we like them worn separately. So, because if you've never worn a receptor, you've probably never experienced your body the high vitality and the shield that it puts up with all the reptilian forces and dark forces and ELF forces that are out there. So it's highly recommended you start with a receptor and get your body in alignment. You can always take it off and stick the projector on for a few minutes. A lot of people will do that. Some people can do both. I wear them separately. That's me. Everybody's different. Yeah, go ahead.
Does that protect against
cell phone EMF? This does cell phone just fine. The receptor does cell phone EMF very well. And the other thing is, I might say that a lot of people haven't been wearing them. There's going to be a lot of young kids coming down with cancer, brain cancer. The tumor's already started. It takes about 15 years to get these things going. And it's starting to happen now. There was an experiment that was done in Russia with a hard-boiled egg. 2 cell phones on, 45 minutes, cooked a hard-boiled egg.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. So that's what you're dealing with. This will process it. This is not designed to process it. This is something else. Once you get that energy off of you, then you use this guy. Okay, another question. Yes. I can't hear you. Computers produce ELF, microwaves, and in the old screens, X-rays. This is what we use for computers for years. People wearing these, even at IBM, because they were one of my clients, would not have a problem with those old screens, not the flat screens, but in those days they had the old tubes, you know, the CRTs, cathode ray tubes. And then at the end of the day, they're like, oh, you know. As soon as they get away from it and go home, then they feel pretty good again. But they get a big dousing of X-rays. The new flat screens produce fatigue. So this will help with that, but it's a different type of fatigue. Yeah, go ahead.
So when you go to sleep, do you wear it, and if it moves around, is it still...
Well, we don't wear it in sleep. You put it on your pillow. You know, we have sleeping systems, too, designed in the same technology, which I'll be covering tomorrow. Okay, I guess we're running out of... one more question, then. These things start at about $160, $70 and go up to infinity almost, you know. And these things start at... These are $13.50 and going up, yeah. And those are about $22.50. By the way, we're at booth 504, yeah. And that's on the third floor, and you got to follow the signs. We're kind of hidden in the back. I expect, hopefully, I got to stop, but I hope you guys will show up tomorrow, some of you anyway. And I'll see you then, and thanks for being a great audience.
Well, we'll be back in New York to continue that this year. That was a couple years ago, and now we're going to do a brand new one.